To the Policy Governance Meeting of Antrim and Newton Abbey Borough Council on Tuesday, the 3rd of March 2020. Members are reminded that this meeting is being audio recorded and it is therefore important to ensure that your microphone light has switched on correctly before any comments are made and switched off when you've finished speaking. In order to avoid disruptions to proceedings, may I request that everyone present ensures all mobile and electronic devices are switched into silent mode. Okay, so have we any apologies? No. Okay. Declarations of interest? Nope. Okay, we'll move on to the agenda then. Items for decision, 3.1, the FOA policy. There's a recommendation that the revised policy be approved to include the following amendments. Councillor Wilson.
Propose your recommendation, Chair.
Okay, can I have a seconder? Councillor McClellan, thank you.
Thank you, Chair. Seconded.
Okay, item 3.2. Request from NIE Networks to carry out works on council land. There's a recommendation again. Councillor Wilson.
Thank you, Chair. Proposed recommendation 1, 2 and 3.
Councillor Kelly.
Happy to second, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Okay, and the items for noting. Item 4.1. Can I have a proposer and seconder? That'll be noted. Councillor Goodman.
Happy to propose.
Councillor McClelland.
Thank you, Chair. I'm happy to second and delighted to see some of these coming through. It's been a long time in the coming, so I know residents are going to be delighted. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, 4.2. Again, there's a recommendation that be noted. Proposer. Councillor Webb.
Move it be noted.
Councillor McGill.
Seconded, Chair.
Thank you. 4.3, agency staff update. Proposer and seconder. Report be noted. Councillor Flanagan.
We've been noted, Chair.
Okay, seconder.
I'll second it, Chair.
Thank you, Councillor Hummel. Item 4.4, inclusive summer festival. Andrea, can you say a wee please?
Okay, thank you, Chair. So, members, this report is really by way of update to explain that we're building on the work that we did last year with the May Murray Foundation and the Northern Trust in relation to the programme of events that we have over the summer period for families with children who have different needs, ranging from very complex to not as complex. So we had two events last year that we had reported back to you that were very successful. There was the one that we had at Allen Park. It was a two-day event, and that really was one-to-one care for children with very complex needs, and the feedback from that was excellent. And then we also had an event up at Mosley Mill where we had a number of partners and related organisations that supply various things for families who have children with different needs to raise awareness around all that was available in the community. That went well too. So we're really building on those relationships, and in particular with the Trust and the May Murray Foundation, with a view to holding a week-long event at the Valley Leisure Centre. And using all parts of the centre, we're working with the manager there and Matt in terms of seeing what's available and possible, including the V36 park area as well, so that we could design a programme of events that would be more extensive for the families and their children. And the partner organisations will each bring resource to that, particularly May Murray. They have a really good bank of volunteers that help, and I suppose the ultimate task or ask from the council is that the venue and some light refreshments would be provided on our part, and some staff in the coordination of it and in the organisation of it initially. So it was to give you a sense that that work is ongoing, and when we firm up on the programme, we can bring a further report back to you. I'm happy to answer any questions, members.
Councillor Kelly.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Oh, just a comment, really, rather than a question. It's just excellent work going on, and it's showing, really, our council leading the way on people with disabilities. And I think it's fantastic to see that this would potentially be extended from 2 days on each side of the borough to a full week. And I know it was very well received at Allen Park and very beneficial to carers and parents. So well done to the staff involved. And I'm happy to propose that the report be noted.
Thank you, Councillor Kelly. Councillor McLeod.
Thank you very much, Chair. I'm delighted, as Councillor Kelly has said, to see this coming forward. I have worked with May Murray Foundation for a few years, and I know the work that they do. I'm delighted to see the partnership between the Trust and themselves and now working with us. And I think the extension will mean a lot to the families involved here. So again, my thanks to the staff for coordinating this, and very, very happy to... second the report, be noted.
Thank you, Councillor McLellan. And as Chair, can I also say myself and Councillor Michael last year had asked for this to be extended. So we welcome that, you know, that it's going to be extended to 4 days. So thank you very much for that. Okay, members, just a wee apology before we go any further. Unfortunately, I was reading out of my wrong notepad, and you're probably wondering who is this handsome fella sitting at the front here. For those that don't know, this is John Hart. This is our new head of communications. John, you're very welcome, and we look forward to working with you in the next how long it may be. For me,
years.
Well, can I remind you, you're being auto recorded. Okay, move. Okay, item 4.5, correspondence from the National Association of Councillors. Can I have a proposer seconder for noting? Councillor Hamill.
Move it be noted, Chair.
Councillor Wilson, thank you. Okay. Okay, going to move into committee. So can I have a proposer and seconder to take the remainder of council business in the committee, please? Councillor Wilson.
So proposed, Chair.
Second, Chair.
Thank you. And out of confidence, can I have a proposer and seconder? Councillor Wilson.
So proposed.
Councillor McGill.
Seconded.
Okay, members, audio recording will now restart. I want to take an item under AOB, first of all.
So through the agreement with the Chair, he has agreed to allow me to do a verbal update on the coronavirus situation and what Council are doing in relation to, I suppose, the current process that we're in. You will understand that this is changing on a daily basis, but be assured that the Council's emergency planning team are working on this and have made this a priority in terms of their work. You will be aware that we have communicated with you now on a couple of occasions in terms of what the process is, and we will continue to do that. And you'll be aware that the Council website is updated with PHA information. We also have got posters on display in the buildings, and we have got antibacterial gel and advice on hand washing in prominent places throughout our civic buildings. We have raised a corporate risk on our corporate risk register, so we're currently populating that, and that will come before the audit committee further on in this month. We have an action plan being developed in relation to the potential impact on events and public gatherings, such as theatres, the impact on staff, and the potential for working from home if that is required. We're also working at, looking at what action we will take if the workforce is depleted and a short-term replenishment of that, and the use of technology to reduce the requirement for physical interaction. We're updating all of our service business continuity plans to ensure that they're current. Our cleansing staff have been requested to clean common areas in our buildings, particularly handrails and door handles in all council buildings. And waste and cleansing staff have already been provided with protective equipment, particularly gloves and hand sanitizer. The Environmental Health Department are in regular contact with the Public Health Agency to get updates in terms of any changing circumstances. And the Public Health Agency are working directly with specific areas of entry, such as airports and ports. You will be aware that a government report was released today, and we're reviewing our action plan in light of that. And in terms of the situation, as you're aware, it's changing on a daily basis, but Council will be updated as the situation unfolds. Happy to take any questions.
Thanks, Sandra. Any questions, members? Councillor Webb?
Chair, everybody's panicking about this, and I don't think it's as bad as has been made out. It's a flu. It's only if you have an underlying condition. But however, I accept that there is an issue. But what I didn't hear there was contingency planning for the political administration of this organisation. If all 40 of us were hit with this virus, what needs to be in place,
members, please,
to ensure continuity of the organisation from a political perspective?
That is something that I need to consider, yes, and incorporate within our analysis of continuity for the organisation. Thank you for that.
Okay. Thank you, members. That draws to a close. Policy and Governance Committee meeting, Bantam and Newton Abbey Borough Council, on Tuesday the 3rd of March 2020. Please make sure your microphones are switched off. And good evening.